Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So, is the plan to catch billionaire tax cheats by snooping on accounts that just have $10,000 in them?
Well, that's not exactly an accurate description. So let me help you with an accurate description of what is actually happening here.
My soul reaches a cruel throne and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
If you look at this sifting through our bank accounts at either a $600 level or even a higher dollar level, where the IRS goes through all of your bank accounts, all that comes in, all that comes out. So it is a lie that they're only going after the rich people. They're going to go after ordinary people, and they're going to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze more money out of you if they possibly can.
So just chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up, eat a moon pie. Quit murdering people.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number if you would like to join us here this afternoon. We don't know where Joe Biden is. I assume he will soon be taking the stage or trying to take the stage in Scranton, PA. Or maybe there's a set that a new set they've set up in the Eisenhower Executive Office Building across the street from the White House, and that's where he is. Maybe it's the same set where they shot the interiors of the Molly Maguires way back in the late 1960s with Sean Connery after he left the James Bond franchise. I think it was one of his first movies after he left. 844-500-4242. Time now. For the chump line.
Loving, did you see that Rachel Levine was named Admiral? That's the first time an effeminate graduate of an all-boys school was awarded such a military rank since Deerfield Bridge Queen Gengis Carr was named Captain. Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Belmont Hill School. That's where Admiral Rachel Levine went with Thoroughly Modern Millie, also known as Millie Vanilli. They were on the same football team together, and as I discovered a few weeks ago, I made inquiries. They went 1-6 when Levine, the Admiral, what kind of Admiral is Levine? You know what I'm thinking, Taylor. Should I say it?
As your counsel here in Palm Beach, I strongly advise against it.
Okay. Everyone's figured it out by now anyway, what kind of admiral he is.
Joe, you're going to carry that mask. Carry that mask a long time.
Will he be wearing one of those miner's hats today in Scranton? He's always talking about the coal mines and anthracite going out in Scranton when he was just a boy back in the 1890s or thereabouts. I think he should, instead of a mask, he should be wearing one of those miner's hats with a light on top of it.
It's going to get dark there. He's going to need that light.
You know what? It is the way things is he anywhere near the event that's unfolding, Jared? We don't have a TV in here right now.
The White House feed just has a blue screen up with a graphic, so I would say not yet.
Okay. All right. The Chump Line is brought to you, as always, by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, fully supporting a father's right to paternity leave on the birth or adoption of a new child. Families are the backbone of our country, but throughout history, generations of new fathers answered the call of duty during a national crisis, during national crises, plural. Just say it.
The woke community is scrambling today as they realize that the first three letters of LGBTQ+ might actually stand for Let's Go, Brandon.
I'm glad that at Fenway Park they went with the unexpurgated version last night during the pregame or the postgame show. Go ahead.
Howie, I'm so excited with what the Biden administration has accomplished that I'm going to lower my expectations.
I know. Now it's Axios. That's owned by, what is it? Is it Steve Jobs' widow or one of those big tech widows or divorcees? And they're saying that, you know, the problem here is that, you know, people are just too nasty when they go to the stores. And that's what's slowing everything down, because they're so nasty that the retail workers are quitting. And that's slowing things down even more. And if these damn deplorables would just start biting their tongue and behaving themselves and acting like they were in a queue in Soviet Russia after World War II, things would soon be back to normal.
Jen Psaki missed her calling as a prima ballerina because she spins like a top.
Do you get the feeling, though, she's not even trying that hard anymore? She's just trying to slap these people down. Even though, except for Peter Ducey, they're all on her side. They just want to help. You know, they just want to get Joe another scoop of his favorite ice cream flavor in a sugar cone.
Joe Biden identifies as popular.
As what?
Popular.
Oh. Yes, he does. Yeah, I'd like to see him. I'd like to see him at a football game or one of the baseball playoffs and see if the fans agree with him that he's popular.
Senator Joe Manchin here. I haven't left the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me. Now, where have I heard that before?
Ronald Wilson Reagan, the greatest president of our time, Donald Trump a close second. Sorry to step on you, chump line caller.
When asked by the big guy how to lower gas prices, oil industry executives responded, "Frack Joe Biden."
It's really a good solution, though, to ask OPEC and Russia to drill more, because they're our friends, you know? If someone pointed this out the other day, if OPEC suddenly starts making a lot more money for their oil exports because there's no more competition from the U.S. being an exporter any longer, then they're not going to have to reform those barbaric Stone Age countries they live in, where women can't even drive cars and they execute homosexuals. You know, I mean, you would think that the woke crowd would want to be exporting oil to force reforms so that the Gulf states could become more like San Francisco.
I don't know if Joe Manchin will become a Republican, but Liz Cheney definitely wants to be a Democrat.
I thought she'd switched already. I read the headlines. It looks like she switched. She's attacking Trump for his mean email about Colin Powell. She's screaming at other Republicans. Tell your constituents he lost the election. It wasn't stolen. Hey, as Travis Tritt, my favorite country star for the last 48 hours or so, would say, I'm saying it to Liz Cheney. Here's a quarter, Liz. Call someone who cares.
Hunter didn't happen to be driving for Amazon in Rentham the other day, did he?
That's not really Hunter's style. Say what you will about Hunter, he's not a cross dresser. He identifies occasionally as a sober person, but not as a cross dresser.
Oh, my name is Joseph Biden. I'm in the basement hiding. Permit me to explain. I can't speak with coherence when I'm making an appearance, 'cause I haven't got a brain.
Pretty good. Excellent chump line call. Save the best for last, I guess.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday, or we might save it for Chopped Chumps, our second Chump Line of the day. Chop Chumps is posted around 7 o'clock every weeknight Eastern Time. And get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, fully supporting a father's right to paternity leave on the birth or adoption of a new child. Families are the backbone of our country, but throughout history, generations of new fathers answered the call of duty during national crises. Just saying.
Oh, my name is Joseph Biden. I'm in the basement hiding. Permit me to explain. I can't speak with coherence when I'm making an appearance, cause I haven't got a brain.
And he never did have a brain either. It's just worse now than it has been in the past, believe it or not.
My mind's going blank now.
Yeah, we know. We're aware of that. Dementia Joe. I'm Howie Carr.
He hasn't quite reached the get off my lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial 7 digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty. Standing there in a harp, screaming out the wall of nations in a war. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
Take a load off this fall with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers recipes and pre-portioned ingredients to your door so you can actually enjoy dinner. Instead of stressing about meal prep and grocery shopping, get up to 14 free meals plus free shipping with code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Joe Manchin leave the Democratic Party?
I don't think so, no.
76% believe no, he will not.
Can you imagine the outcry from the woke mob if he were to leave?
Expand the Senate.
That's right. Now you know why we need D.C. and Puerto Rico and Guam and a few other places, most likely, in the Senate, so we could stop these kinds of outbreaks of democracy. Oh, it would be, it would be bad. 844, it would be good, actually, but I don't think it's going to happen. 844-500-4242. 781, I heard on the news today that Facebook wants to change their image and they're going to rebrand their website this week. I think they should change their name to Two-Faced Book. I think that's been suggested, yeah. I think a lot of people had that thought, actually. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, Howie, if these price rises had happened during the Trump years, Congress would be dragging business owners in for questioning and the media would be screaming about price gouging and profiteering. Yeah, and you know what kind of profiteering too? Windfall profiteering. Windfall profiteering only happens during Republican administrations. There is none. It's like the homeless. There are no homeless, really. I mean, maybe they can't even say that anymore now if you hang out in a big city, whether it's Boston or Los Angeles or San Francisco. They can't hide the homeless anymore like they used to. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Betsy McCoy, the former lieutenant governor of New York State, has a good column today about labor logjam. And about what there are many problems. Number one, so many people aren't working because of all the extra welfare that's being passed out. California has this new new mandate that you can't use trucks over 3 years old because they don't meet the quote-unquote emissions standards. But there's also another problem with Joe Biden being a captive of the unions. He's a captive of labor, which is not to be ever be confused with work. Biden, who brags about running the most pro-union administration in history, won't admit that longshoremen's unions are holding the nation hostage, refusing to allow the use of automated equipment to unload container ships and get the goods onto trucks faster. Again, this is Betsy McCoy in the New York Post. The United States is the world's largest importer, but its major ports at Los Angeles and Long Beach rank a dismal 328 and 333 in the World Bank's Port Performance Index. That means nightmare inefficiency worse than most third world countries. Well, California is kind of like a third world country now, isn't it? Not one U.S. port made it into the top 50 for speed and efficiency. In contrast, Japan's Yokohama port ranks number one. Last Wednesday, Biden announced a game changer, saying the ports of L.A. and Long Beach would stay open more hours for a 90-day sprint to Christmas. Truth is, most ports around the world operate 24/7. And I read a story, I think, on Monday saying that the ports weren't, they were closed, at least L.A. was closed pretty much on Sunday, and there was only spotty unloading going on Saturday. You know how much dock workers average? $171,000 a year. $171,000 a year. Pete Buttigieg went on parental leave in August, ignoring the worsening supply crisis, but he emerged from diaper duty. Oh, good line, Betsy. Long enough on Sunday to shovel some grown-up manure. Buttigieg said dysfunctional ports are one more example of why we need to pass the infrastructure bill. The truth is, the $17 billion for ports in the infrastructure bill is mostly for emissions reductions, repairs, and dredging. Nothing is allocated for labor-saving automation. In fact, Biden's Build Back Better bill, Section 30102, that's how many sections it has, more than 30,000 sections, expressly prohibits the use of funds provided they be used for automation. No surprise, Build Back Better is crammed with pro-union favors, including an extra $4,500 sweetener available only to consumers who buy a union-made electric vehicle and a whopping $14,000 tax credit to homeowners who install energy-saving devices and electrical equipment, provided the contractor doing the job is unionized. Otherwise, zip. Organized labor is spending millions on advertising to get the bill passed. Again, Betsy McCoy, former Republican Lieutenant Governor of the Empire State. Biden is bought, paid for, and controlled by the union. Some 98.9% of union money went to Biden. It's payback time. The media are hiding that. Last week, a Washington Post news story claimed voters blame presidents for all sorts of pocketbook issues they can't fix. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. More freedom from job lock, says 774. 661, this is what you get when you pick Alfred E. Newman to lead the Transportation Department. Yeah, but what could he have really done? I stand by my statement of a couple of days ago that we're probably better off that he hasn't been around. Nobody even noticed he was gone. You think he was going to crack down? He couldn't even run the small-sized, medium-sized city of South Bend, Indiana, properly. He was basically on his last legs politically as a mayor of a city of 102,000 people, and now they put him in charge of the transportation. I wonder why they selected Pete Buttigieg. Well, there were a couple of reasons. One is he got out of the race early for Joe Biden, moved aside for him. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number. Biden is wearing a mask today. The guy with him is wearing a mask. The Secret Service are not wearing masks. Again, mixed messages all the way around here. Axios blames, we're going to take some calls in this segment, 844-500-4242. Axios, I told you this earlier, is blaming the American consumers, not bad policy, for labor shortage. Axios piece is like the Washington Post piece that we talked about yesterday. Unruly customers threaten economic recovery. Not incompetent bureaucrats, unruly customers. The argument is that in, quote, increasingly violent and combative customers. Who's run into any violent and combative customers? Are they confusing us with the mainly peaceful protesters of last year burning and looting and shooting at cops on Tremont Street in Boston and elsewhere? Arsonists? So these are the same people who say all those people last year were mostly peaceful. But if you are muttering under your breath because you can't get something you always like to get at the supermarket, or you can't go to a hardware store and buy something you need to fix something in your house, you are an increasingly violent and combative customer. They are angry about, quote, long wait times and mask mandates. Should they not be angry about that? The mask mandates are worthless, and there are long wait times. We're causing workers to quit, hamstringing a recovery that hinges on, in part, on workers, quote, returning to work. They would have returned to work a lot sooner if they hadn't been paid so much money not to return to work. Let's see. So this is what Axios said. Many workers say they're simply not willing to put up with the abuse any longer, and their employers are often taking their side, even in industries that have long deferred to their customers. Axios, being the left-wing rag that it is, deflected any blame away from Biden by claiming that if consumer behavior doesn't improve, more workers may leave. More workers may leave. Okay. So in other words, it's your fault, you damned irredeemable, you deplorable, you bitter clinger. It's your fault for complaining. In-N-Out Burger defies San Francisco's vaccine mandate. We refuse to become the vaccination police. Good for In-N-Out Burger. This is one of the big, that's the big burger chain in California, the West Coast. It's to California what Whataburger is to Texas. San Francisco's health department closed the burger joint, Fisherman's Wharf location, which is the only one in San Francisco, over its failure to check COVID-19 vaccination status of customers before allowing them entry. Is the French Laundry, I know it's in the suburbs, but do you think the French Laundry checks the COVID-19 vaccination status when Gavin Newsom is coming in? Or a San Francisco mayor, London Breed? I rather doubt it. This is what the Whataburger said. We refuse to become the vaccination police for any government. It is unreasonable, invasive, and unsafe to force our restaurant associates to segregate. Oh, I like that word, segregate. Segregate customers into those who may be served and those who may not, whether based on the documentation they carry or any other reason. We fiercely disagree with any government dictate that forces a private company to discriminate against customers who choose to patronize their business. This is clear governmental overreach and is intrusive, improper, and offensive. Very good for Whataburger. 844-500-4242. Here's a Seattle group that's also marching against the vax mandates. This is not a restaurant. These are just private citizens. Cut 9.
We will not comply. We will not comply. We will not comply. We will not comply.
We won't comply. We won't comply. We won't comply. Meanwhile, the cops are leaving in droves across the country, and This is Chicago Alderman Brian Hopkins talking about the fact that they could lose up to one-third of the city's police force if Lori Lightweight goes through with her draconian mandates. Cut nine.
You know, we're seeing that sort of thing happening where, you know, offenders are emboldened. They're firing at police officers and they're engaging in crimes in neighborhoods that never saw the levels of crime that they're seeing right now. The entire city is on edge right now. And to tell my residents that we're going to lose 1,000 police officers at a time when we need 1,000 more, it's not a welcome message while people are concerned about rising crime.
Same thing going on in Seattle. Cut eight.
I think a lot of business is going to close down and I have to be, you know, protecting myself by myself because I don't feel safe. I can't sleep well. Every night I wake up and it's like, okay, I'm going to go check my store. 2-3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, because I don't know what's going to happen. People, they don't care. They just break into your store to take even small things. If you don't have anything, just take whatever.
Welcome to Joe Biden's America. 844-500-4242, or should I say blue state America, because Seattle, Portland, places like Chicago, they were pretty much out of control even when Trump was president. I mean, he offered to send in troops to quell the rebellions, the real insurrections that are going on, not the phony baloney January 6th type insurrections. I mean, these are people who are armed and are extremely dangerous, and they're looting and they're killing. Unlike what happened on January 6th, where the only fatality other than killing was of an unarmed Trump supporter, female, by a incompetent Capitol police officer who had in the past left his gun in a stall in a restroom. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
Good.
Good. I'm calling about Biden impeachment because I know within the last 2 months, if not month and a half, I heard various GOP congressmen, senators, so forth, on air saying that they are working on that, on an impeachment process.
But Steve, they don't have the votes to do that.
Well, I'm just saying that's what they said, but because of obviously the border and what's going on down there and how they're just putting America at risk totally.
Right.
That was the reason.
No, they are. But I mean, talk is cheap, and they, you know, even if they could somehow get five Democrats to switch their votes and, you know, impeach him by one or two votes in the House, you'd still have to put it over to the Senate. And you need a two-thirds vote to convict, two-thirds. There's 50 Democrats. So even if they lost a third of the Democrats, which they never would, they're not, you know, the only two Democrats that are balking on this destructive welfare $3.5 trillion bill, two out of 50 are balking. So they just can't do it. It's, I mean, it sounds good on a talk show, but it's not serious. It's just empty talk from empty suits. Thanks for the call, Steve. By the way, talking about the border, Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, or as Biden calls him, the Foreign Minister, he knows he's very well qualified. He knows how to surrender in multiple languages, as I said today in my column. Here he is talking about the situation at the border with all the fentanyl that is being taken by federal agents at the border, confiscated. Cut 22.
We are working together and facilitating what have been, in both a good news, bad news story, record drug seizures. The good news being we're effective. The bad news being it's a record drug seizure, which means the problem, in a sense, is even larger.
In a sense? I think, yeah, in every sense, the problem is larger. More people dying of drug overdoses now. The one thing that the price is going down on, I believe, is fentanyl, because there's so much more of it coming across the border since basically Joe Biden dismantled the borders. But he didn't care. You just have to get them into the country, and you know, put them on the welfare rolls. They're not working, that's for sure. But just get them on the welfare rolls, and eventually they'll vote Democrat to keep the dole coming. 844-500-4242. Steve from Springfield, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
You know, I've read scattered articles about the Democrats. They really have abandoned the working class voters, and they really see their future as this illegal alien, diversity, you know, all these disenfranchised people, you know, Americans hating each other, you know, just so that they can claim to, you know, some kind of like a social justice warrior platform. And it's really sickening, but I'm afraid we're really heading for a financial cataclysm of some sort that might make the Great Depression look like not much.
I know there was a study that came out today, and I know studies are a dime a dozen, but these people were saying we're already looking at a worse downturn than we had in 2008 with the subprime mortgage crisis because of all this spending. It's just out of control, and it cannot be sustained. You know, the Dems, the green energy people are always talking, this isn't sustainable, meaning the consumption of fossil fuel energies. But, you know, you can't keep printing money and think that there's not going to be any impact. That's not sustainable either. That's a lot more likely to cause a crash than the world becoming overheated. I mean, that's just it's superstition what's going on here with these green energy people, but they're calling the shots. It's a religion. There are all these different religions that have sprung up, or at least two religions. One is climate change, and the other one is the cult of the mask. Yeah, I guess they're sort of similar, but they have different goals, I guess. But the overriding goal, the goal that they both share, is just crushing the middle class, crushing the freedom of the American people and of any free people around the world, so that they can reach their objectives, which I'm not sure what their objectives are other than crushing the freedom of everybody. That's all it seems that they're after. 844-500-4242. There's so much going on in the world right now that it's just hard to it's hard to stay up with everything all the time. You want to take a break from what's going on. Today I heard about a new mafia podcast, Sit Down Mafia, and I'm going to check it out tonight on my Raycons because the mailroom manager sure doesn't care about hearing a mafia podcast. And apparently it's an interview with a guy who served time with Whitey Bulger in Tucson, and he talks about how much Whitey used to just rattle on about how much he hated me. That'll cheer me up, Taylor, you know?
That'll put you in a good mood for a long while.
It will. It will. And I'll play some cuts for you tomorrow what I'm told is true. But I'll be listening tonight on Raycon, and I'll be thinking of those good old days back at the South Boston Liquor Mart, going around in my car and Whitey staring at me. It'll bring back some good memories from Raycon. That's what Raycon will do for me tonight. And you can control the vibes in your head with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. And their new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. The new everyday earbuds come with an improved rubber oil look and feel. They look good. If I was driving by the liquor store today and Whitey was still hanging there, he wouldn't even know I had those earbuds in my ears. And the optimized gel tips give me the perfect in-ear fit. You get three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. Pure mode, which is for podcast listening like I'm going to do tonight, blues, instrumental, etc. Balanced mode, podcast listening, rock, heavy rock, metal, and then bass mode for hip-hop, EDM, reggae, etc. Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Right now, Howie Carr Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
What? All right, 844-500-4242. Someone's pointing out on the text line, which is, by the way, is 63566. Text Howie to 63566 to join the text club. They're pointing out that In-N-Out Burger is a Christian company. I guess they put biblical verses on the wrappers. Is that right, Jared?
Yes, the cups and the wrappers, they have they don't actually have the verses, but they have the reference like John 3:16, stuff like that.
Yeah. 844-500-4242. So they're like a Chick-fil-A, I guess, of burgers. So I'm surprised they're still open, and even in one location in San Francisco. So Joe Biden is speaking, and he's talked about the usual reference to the kitchen table, only it became the kissing table. We haven't pulled all this stuff yet, or we're pulling it in the process now. And he talked about a highway to the sky. So they're building a highway to heaven. She's like, I didn't know he was a Led Zeppelin fan. I thought he was more like a Rudy Valley fan. And he also supposedly, we don't know if this is true or not, the closed captioning says that he talked about being born in Scanton, Pennsylvania. Scanton. I don't know if that's in the anthracite or the bituminous. I know Scranton is in the anthracite country. 844-500-4242. So let's have this was pretty funny. This local TV station in Virginia, they have the election coming up for governor, you know, between Terry McAuliffe, the former Clinton bundler, and who's the former governor, and he's running against a businessman, Glenn Youngkin. And it's very, very close race. And so this local TV station offered both candidates 20 minutes. And then when it was time to run it on the air, they said, you may notice that Glenn Youngkin is for 20 minutes and Terry McAuliffe is only for 8 or 9 minutes because he walked off the set. We'll get to that in the next hour, along with some Joe Biden cuts. And we're also going to check in with Jeff Deal on a new poll that's out, which is pretty surprising. I'm Howie Carr.